The disciples were being practical. They knew that soon enough the sun was going to set and all of these people would not have enough food to eat. They knew that they could not provide either financially or physically for all of these people. Jesus chooses this moment to perform one of his best known miracles, but unlike most of his miracles, he doesn't do this one alone. As is normal, some of these people came prepared, but many did not. Some knew that they would be in a deserted place and knew that eventually they would need food, so they brought it. So we can imagine their surprise or maybe even annoyance when they're asked to give up what they brought so that the other people can eat. 5 loaves and 2 fish. 1 loaf of bread for 1,000 people. 1 fish per 2,500 people. A rather hopeless cause, as the disciples hint at. But Jesus takes what is given and makes it more. This miracle is seen as one of the first signs of the coming of the Eucharist that will be established by Christ at the Last Supper. So this should be a hint at what the Eucharist is given to us for. Oftentimes our attitude can be when we come to Mass to get something, when in reality we are here to give something. When the gifts are brought forward and placed on the altar, we should be able to think back on the moments of this past week when we gave ourselves to others, our time, our treasure, our prayers. We should be able to think back on ways that we gave ourselves to others and, above all, gave ourselves to God in ways that inconvenienced us, just like the folks in the gospel today who actually thought ahead and are asked to give up what they brought so others can eat. If we're coming to Mass to get something, then we need to understand that whatever it is we get is meant to be given away. If we come to Mass and receive grace, then we're supposed to give that grace to others this week. Instead, we are also given grace so that we can help not just ourselves, but others. If we've come here to be fed and then don't do any work to feed others spiritually or physically this coming week, then we're missing the point. And no matter how much grace we receive, it doesn't matter. If we've ever looked around and seen people in need, if it's something that we've complained about and wondered where all the help is, all we need to do is look in the mirror. God is calling each of us to step up and help. If we don't, we're rejecting a call from God. And while the needs that we see seem insurmountable, we need to remember if we can just give a little of what we have, God will make it more. His miraculous ability is often built upon our generosity. We're called the body of Christ for a reason. We're supposed to go into the world every day and be the hands and feet of the Lord. We're called to do the work that God gives us the grace to do.